And that's because they foreshadow the cross. Through these events, something is done to Jesus. So the events highlight his passivity, his passive obedience, his humble endurance for us. Jesus in the passive sense. You see, when we think of Jesus, we're used to thinking of him in terms of his activity. Jesus in the active sense. We think of him primarily as someone who does great works for others, as someone who's busy all the time doing lots of powerful, cool, awesome stuff. And we like this Jesus. We love this Jesus. We want this Jesus. He wows us. We'd take a journey with this Jesus any day. But this is not really the correct picture of Jesus, at least not for Lent, at least not for Mark. In the gospel, it is telling that Jesus' disciples only want to see him in the active sense, in terms of his awesome works. They love Jesus when he displays his power to forgive sins, proclaim himself Lord of the Sabbath, heal the sick, drive out demons. Then Jesus is cool. They love Jesus when he makes nature obey him, feeds thousands, is transfigured, and so on. You get the picture. It's cool to hang out with this Jesus. He wows us. The disciples finally want to see Jesus in their own terms. Sometimes we do too. If we can tap into Jesus' power, if we can hang with this Jesus, then we too can be great and cool like him. We can walk around with whatever power, honor, influence, authority we have been given to lead busy lives like our Lord, doing exciting and awesome stuff before the eyes of mortal man. Perhaps people will also wow at what we can accomplish, with Jesus' help, of course. But is that what the journey, our pilgrimage with Jesus, is about? Lord, you are the Christ, so wow us and wow people through us. But Peter, the Son of Man, must suffer, die, and on the third day rise. No, it cannot be. Peter, deny yourself. Pick up your cross and follow me. Wow us, Lord, not so fast. As we enter Lent, let me teach you a different way, another way, the way of the cross. Step back, all the way back to the beginning of the gospel, to the Jordan and the wilderness. Baptized, tempted. If we take a closer look at these events, they speak of Jesus in terms of his passivity. Do they not? Jesus is not the one who does stuff here as much as the one stuff is done to. Jesus is not doing something. Rather, things are being done to him. He is baptized by John. The Spirit descends on or in him. God makes him the servant in whom he is well pleased. The Spirit drives him to the desert, where he is tempted by Satan, and the angels minister to him. Jesus receives baptism, receives the Spirit, receives his servant office, receives the attacks of the evil one, receives the service of angels. We struggle with Jesus in his passivity. We struggle with the Baptist, the Spirit, God, Satan, and the angels doing stuff to Jesus. Why does Jesus need to be baptized, need God to make him a servant, need the Spirit to dwell in him and drive him to the wilderness, need to be tempted by Satan, need the service of angels? Isn't he the one who is supposed to be in charge and take care of business? Where's the wow factor in all this? What kind of journey is this? But those questions are not for Lent. Our text gives us a window into how much Jesus is defined in terms of his passivity, his humility, his faith on the cross, and his endurance all the way there. It is as the one in whom the Spirit dwells to be our suffering servant that the Son of God came and wants to be seen. The Son of God has laid aside the form of God, the God attitude, as Luther puts it, so that he might journey to the cross, taking upon himself the form of the servant, so that he might ransom us from bondage to sin and Satan. Baptized, tempted. So during this season, we learn to see Jesus in the passive sense, as the suffering servant who received the Spirit to endure our sins and the attacks of the devil for us in our place. It is through his humble endurance that we see his power. And when we see Jesus in his passivity, we then see him with the eyes of the centurion who proclaims him the Son of God on the cross at the end of Mark's gospel. On that cross, in his humiliation, the Son reveals his divine power. He does it through service, through his passive obedience unto death, which begins with his baptism and temptation. Now, what does this way of seeing Jesus in his passivity mean for us? Well, how about this? Before we think of the Christian life in terms of our activity, as we often likely do, what if we see the Christian life in terms of our passivity? Lord, let us sit at your left hand and at your right hand. Let us share your power and glory. Make us great like you. Wow us and wow others through us. But fellas, don't you know that I did not come to be served, but to serve and to give my life for many? What is the Christian life but a pattern of Christ's own life in which stuff is done to us, in which God does his work in us? We too were baptized in the waters, and the Spirit descended on us and now dwells in us. In that little Jordan, we too were made sons and servants of God, marked with the sign of the cross to take up our cross. And the Spirit also drives us into the desert, where we are attacked by Satan, yet ministered to by God's angels. And in all of these events, which have happened and happened to us, God humbles us, helps us endure crosses, that we might live humbly before him and humbly before our neighbors. This is the Christian life. If the Son who is God laid aside the God attitude to become our servant, how much more should we, who are not God, set aside the God attitude and use any power or influence or honor or our authority we might have been given to place our lives at the service of those neighbors we have received from God? As we take the Lenten journey, let God do his stuff to us, in us, his work. May his Spirit lead us to die to our sinful hunger for authority, power, influence, and glory. And may the same Spirit shape and chisel us daily into the likeness of Jesus as we die to make room for Jesus and our neighbors. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.